Welcome to another episode of the Best Kept Secret Podcast, aka the podcast about nothing. I am your host, CZ Ray, and as usual, I'm not alone. I'm joined by my brethren, Bula Mike Just and Prince Dways. What's going on, gents?
Yeah, man, long time no see. Hey, how you niggas doing?
It's been ages, bro. It's been a minute.
Dog, it's been eight like this, but nah, man, I'm all good. Just working, really. Just trying to figure this shit out. But I'm good.
Dog, I agree, man. Just spanning, dog. Mm-hmm. Trying to get the bag, you know. It's been a tough year, but hey, we move. What can we do?
Hey, dog. season four,
2024, right? It's crazy.
It's been a tough year, but, hey, still.
As long as you're still alive, guys, that's all that matters.
Ish, what can we say? What can we do, man? But yeah, guys, we're back. It's been a while, but we made it. We had to make it happen because today it's all about Marcus Harvey. Marcus Harvey dropped his album Now You Know Me, which a lot of people were waiting for this one. It had been a while since we got some music from Marcus, and this is his first release under Stay Low officially. So yeah, I was curious to see, you know, what is gonna happen, how they're gonna handle this album. And yeah, guys, what are we saying? Marcus Harvey, Now You Know Me.
Yeah, man, I think for me, I've been one of those people you're speaking about that have been waiting, Doug. I think that first project that came out and we reviewed it, like, I was so impressed, Doug. And I think after that, Marcus was just one of those artists for me where over the years just constantly been in rotation. Even the little bit that I did have or did know would always play. So I was really, really looking forward to this. And when I saw it came out, like, I hopped on immediately. And yeah, I mean, I think to obviously know that this project was released under Stay Low, I feel like in terms of Marcus Harvey being in that space or around those artists, like, it makes so much sense. Obviously, we've seen Marcus collab with Zulumeka, collab with Pretty Ugly, I'm sure, as well. Like, you know, there's been a lot that you can see that he fits into that mold. And I think with this project as well, like, I was impressed, man. I think this one obviously led more into his vernac, because I think the other one had a lot more English. So to some extent for me, there was, thank goodness I went to Pretoria, like, I went to Tux, so I could grapple some of it. But like,
shout out, Tux.
Even outside of that, man, I think this was a beautiful project. I think the production just was, mind-blowing. That's all I can say. And you could really feel like there was a lot of time that was taken and put into this. And I actually really like how this project, the first one, really felt like the introduction. And this first project or sophomore that's coming out, like, this felt like we're actually getting to know Marcus, obviously with Now You Know Me being the title. But I feel like even here I was able to kind of get insight into the artist and who he is, and I think that's the one thing that I really, really loved.
Yeah, for sure. Even with that title, like you're saying, Now You Know Me, I feel like with this project he really encapsulates his sound so perfectly, who he is as an artist. Like, it feels so much more like aligned with, like, what he does and who he is. So I think that was also a perfect title for this project, because, like, honestly, it just feels like he found his pocket, like, so perfectly. Because for me, Marcus Harvey, like, he's one of those artists, is like, I don't want to compare him to like a Young Thug, but he sits in this realm that's just on his own wavelength, you know what I mean? And I think with this project he was able to really shape that and really put it into something that really represents him and what he does. So I like that. You know, I like it when an unorthodox sort of artist really finds his lane. And not to say that Marcus has never found his lane before, or he's never like been accustomed to this sound or what he's doing right now. But I think right now he's able to, like, put that on 100% now, you know. without leaving any flaws or loopholes or anything. So I like that. I like that wasn't a long project. Just the right amount of songs, 10 songs. Yeah, man, delivery on point. Like, this felt like so full, but ethereal, a bit jazzy as well. Like, you know, just the production, like even Billa was saying, just amazing production, blending all those elements, as he always does so well. Yeah, man, even just the visuals for this project, really dope, really raw. So yeah, man, this for me, I was really impressed. So shout out.
Yeah, you know, when the news came out that he was signing under Stay Low,
yeah,
just going into this album, there was really such a high expectation, because the quality that comes out of that camera is crazy. Like,
hey, nah.
And so it was just like, perfect move. Okay, you know,
it's like, it made sense, dog. You didn't even question like, it, like, you know what I mean?
Exactly. It's just like, yeah, this is supposed to happen, bro.
Yeah, definitely. Marcus Harvey is special, man. Like, yo, he's definitely one of the best artists we have in the country. Like, there's just something about him, like Blaze, you were saying, you know, he's this guy who's just in his own realm, doing his own thing, in his own lane. He doesn't sound like anybody else. And yeah, I think he's going to be very influential.
For sure.
In the future. I think many people who are coming up now are going to try and emulate what he's doing.
Yeah.
The flows, the cadences. Yeah.
Different tones and textures.
He's onto like, something.
Yo, it's crazy.
And so far, I'm locked in, man. I really love what I'm hearing. And I can't wait to see, you know, how he grows now that he's in this environment with these other, you know, insanely talented creatives. But yeah, Marcus Harvey, Now You Know Me. I think a lot of the production was handled by Fiji Makeba, which also makes so much sense to me. I've spoken about Fiji, I think 2 years ago on the podcast. I think it may have been a song that I included in the playlist or something like that, or he had produced on someone's album that we reviewed. I can't remember, but Fiji as a producer, underrated. But I'm hoping now with Marcus, you know, people start paying more attention. But let's get into it. First song, Fountains. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, man, Fountains, I think that was really, in terms of the start, production amazing. The beat, it was giving that whole jazz, that thing, that jazzy thing that Dwayne was talking about, like the whole soulful element to it. And I don't know, guys, is Fountains, is this beat like with Legendary Living as well, that one with McLaren thing, is it the same beat?
It sounds similar.
Like, it sounds so similar. I feel like Fountains, like that sound was like the bass in a few songs in this project. It was actually, it sounded like it was the bass in a few I don't have a problem with that. I think that was dope. But like, yeah, that was just the one thing. But I think, yeah, this was a solid start. Really sets the tone. It really kind of zones you in, I think, yeah, with just Marcus's style and all of that. And yeah, man, I think he kind of gave us a good start. So there's really a lot to look forward to.
Mm.
Yeah, for sure. Fountains for me. Good start, like you say, to the project. Well produced, love the production, I love the keys, the execution. It's exactly, you know, how we need it from Marcus. Smooth introduction, bro. The vocal layering, even like throughout this project, really, really dope. Like, you can tell with the engineering aspect, they really did the most, because his vocals are mixed so well on this project. Like, that's one thing I do have to point out. But yeah, man, clean vocal performance throughout. I enjoyed this song for sure.
Yeah. Song number two was Sechaba, which for me, it's easily my favorite song on this album.
For real?
I don't know. From the moment I heard it, this is it. This is it, man. Like, this is a banger, dude. Oh my God. You are literally, from the moment I heard this song, I was like, yeah, nah, this is going off. This one is going off, dude. I don't know what it is about it. And I'm glad that they've pushed it as a single now as well. They shot a video and everything. So it's cool to see. Sichab is amazing. What are your thoughts on Sichab?
Yeah, man. I think for me, it shocked me with that whole upbeat. But like, I actually love the delivery here, or the flow that he kind of went with. And obviously when it's in Vinak as well, like it's... Hey, man. And the thing is, I don't want to say which language because I feel like I'm going to say the wrong one. Dog. Me, I don't know if I think Petey, but I'm not sure. I think it is Petey. Yeah, but like, yeah, man, I think I really love the flow, and it just sounded so like, it's that thing I was saying at the start, man. Marcus sounds so authentic. Like, I genuinely cannot tell you who sounds like this. I can't tell you who does this. Like, and I think to have that now, obviously not just SA, but like music as a whole. Music right now is just trash, bro. I can't lie to you. Like, a lot of it is just trash. So, like, to hear stuff like this and to hear artists like this, it just kind of gives you that hope, dog. It's, hey, I can still listen to an album on a Friday, dog.
Hey, bro.
Nah, guys, because, like, don't want to deviate here, but, yo, the shit that's been out as of late is actually garbage, bro. Like,
yeah, I think it's the oversaturation is a problem. Because I do still hear good projects from now and again, but to even find that project or to find the time for that project after waiting through everything.
Bro, I don't look forward to it. I don't look forward to looking for music anymore. Like, I'm done. Like, I'm that old nigga now where it's like, when my favorite artists drop, that's who I'm going to listen to. Unless, obviously, if I'm scrolling on TikTok or whatever and I come up. Like, I didn't even know Ace Chief until like last week, and I feel so bad about that.
Man got a veg. Man really gotta have a young veg right now. Man's like, nah. I don't know what's going on, but I feel
Suchava was fine.
I feel you at the end of the day. Unfortunately, but thank God we have artists like Marcus Harvey here, you know, who are going to give us that quality amongst all the nonsense, bruh. So shout out, bro. But yeah, man, back to Suchava, bruh. Like, yo. Like you guys are saying, the vibe of this track, the energy, bro, like the feel, there's just something special here. There's something that just reflects Marcus. Even though I feel like I'm not really used to songs like this from Marcus, but I don't know. Even that young sample there, like, I don't know, it's just a cool song, a nice energy. Even though I don't know what the hell he was talking about, I won't lie to you right now. But the vibes, they were there. So yeah, it's Chaba for me. I feel it.
The song is great, guys. And yeah, it's definitely my most played song on the album right now. I love it. And it was cool to hear him speak about, you know, these sort of topics, sort of like social topics, but it's done in such a cool way. It's very accessible to the people, to its intended audience. I think a lot of the time when artists try to do songs with a little bit of social commentary, some of those songs end up not being very accessible to the intended audience, and so the message just falls flat. But with this one, it's like you can still bump this, you know, with your homies and have a good time, but still be like, "Ish, yeah, you know, it's true, God. Let's pray for our nation, let's take care of the community." Still, you give me. And I love the video.
Yeah,
very, very powerful video.
So
I love
clean
it.
Clean too, bro.
Very, very good. Yeah, yeah. The next song was Musadi. Musadi.
Yeah, you see that? This
what do you say about
this?
Is
the Marcus bag that I like. You know? Nah, you see, this the Marcus bag. You see, it's that it hits you with that. You know, that sensual, that dirty wine.
Talk
you know
to what I'm
saying? You know, that type of vibe. But nah, I think this one, this was fire, man. This was definitely one of my favorite. Not my favorite, though. We're going to get to that one a lot later. But yeah, man, I think this was like standard
procedure.
Marcus Harvey bag, but like elevated in a way. And obviously, I say elevated based on the previous project because... Which one? I Am Marcus Harvey obviously had the likes of like Walk and Talk and the one prior to that, also other tracks there as well. So this felt like that bag, but it just felt like it was a level up, which was so good. And yeah, I enjoyed this, man. I really, really did.
No, for sure, for sure. Yeah, man. Musadi, bro. I don't have too much apart from what you said. But one thing I also want to point out, because I think he showcases it a lot on this track, I feel like his ability to utilize like multiple registers in his voice on one song, almost seemingly at once, like it's crazy. Like he'll have that high pitched, he'll have the low, he'll have the whisper, he'll have the normal cadence as well, and they all just, it almost feels like sometimes it's another artist almost, like that's how good it is, you know. That's one thing I do want to point out there. And yeah, that just goes with the production in itself, you know. I really think it was done well here, the engineering done well, the vocal layering. For me, a really good song. I like it a lot.
Yeah, shout out Musadi. The next one was Day Job.
Yeah,
I think. Yeah, me and my niggas, we pray.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah. That's the one.
You know this one. This one reminds me of the passion in it, like in terms of the vocal delivery. And I had, wait, there's this song. Nah, there was the song in my head literally right now. It was a Marcus Harvey song as well, but like I forgot it. Oh no. Something, the devil trying to come for me. You know that one?
It's like a shot.
I want it. And the demons.
Then you must feature. Like,
it reminds me of that one. You know, I'm God. Yeah, I forgot the words there, but it's in the, I think it's in the "you wouldn't understand" one.
I know exactly. Yeah. I know exactly which song. Yes. I don't know which song you're talking about, but I know.
Even this one, Day Job, short, to the point, words straight up, but like you could feel it, dog. I was sitting because I was listening to this shit in the office, and I was like, "Fuck a 9 to 5, this market." You know, I'm sitting at a 9 to 5, but you get me. Like,
talk about you.
It came from here, dog. The chest, dog. But this one is fire as well. Short, effective, but yeah.
Yeah, but you hit that vocal. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie, dog.
Thank you, dog. Thank you. Dog. I cleared my
I don't think I hit that shit. Yo, what? Okay. Day job. Yeah, dog. I'm gonna send you beats, bro. You must come back, bro. Honestly, bro. Nah. I forgot about this nigga's vocal ability.
I'm waiting for my ad libs to land on a few songs out there. So don't worry.
Yeah, dog.
Yeah, just clip that vocal. Whoever clips that vocal part and puts it in a song, you know, just hit me up. This work.
But we're gonna use that to promote, to advertise. But yeah, man. Yeah. Day Job, yeah. Because Pilo's trying to leave that. So yeah, let's hit him up with the features. Yeah, man. Interesting production on this. I really liked it. But throughout, bro, I must say, Marcus is a, you know, he himself is a phenomenal producer. And then, you know, like Cease was saying, just the people he works with, I feel like they're always able to create, you know, that space that just Marcus fits in so perfectly. But yeah, man, very unorthodox as well. I do like his cadence on this. I like the hook here. Yeah, man, I like what he's talking about. You know, fuck the grind. Like, we're all trying to, like Billy was saying earlier, we're trying to hit the islands. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man, we can all relate to joints like these. So, yeah, man, I enjoyed this.
The next one was Malume, which was the lead single.
Was it Lerato or Malume?
I think it was Malume, though.
Malume. Yeah, definitely this one. Additional vocals by, I think you pronounce it as Sai Claire. Yeah, I thought this was a really good single. But I don't know why, it just sounds even better with the album, in the context of the album. And so yeah, I really really love this one, and it makes sense why it was the single, and the additional vocals, amazing.
Hey, bro,
the harmonies there,
floating. Usai,
they were like, they were floating together.
Yeah, Sai Claire. At first I was like, hey bro, who's this?
I thought it was Kez,
you know. Bro, I was like, is it Kazai? I'm like, nah, I can't be like that. I was like, what?
No, it's Kazai.
Dude. I was like, wait. Because at the time, like, when I was listening to this album, like, I don't think her name was showing on the thing yet. So I didn't know who it was. I'm like, ah, whoever it is though, hey, they're doing a great job. But yeah,
Malume, yeah, man. What do you say? I really like Malume. I think, yeah, what they did, and I think how sad, like, it was so subtle, but so effective, dog. I think, like, the pockets and where the vocals were actually placed did really well. And I think, yeah, for Marcus here, I think I really do enjoy when he goes into that bag where it's, like, it's the singing, and then it's, like, we stop, and there's a bit of rapping there as well. But sort of still in that singing type of, I don't know, but, yeah, that type of thing. But, yeah, I think this was a good single. I think it did stand out in that sense. And yeah, man, it was a nice listen.
Yeah, Malume. I think this song for me, the highlight is definitely like what you guys were saying, was those BVs. Yo, they just blended so well with Marcus's harmonies and everything and what he was doing on the track. I don't know. I would have wanted like a rap verse from like somebody like Abstract, like Nyota Parker or someone, like, you know, like, I don't know, I just see that energy fitting into this. But all in all, it was a great single. Central production, I loved it. The visual for this was also fire. Like, just the visuals, like, with this whole project, I feel like tell a whole story, bro. Like, if you just watch all the visuals they put out so far, like, they're really dope. Really, really raw, but they just tell a story. But anyway, for this song, I like this track. Yeah, man. What more can I say?
Shout out Malume. Shout out Malume still. Legendary Living.
This is the one that sounds like
featuring Fountains. The Boys, McLera, and 25K. Yeah. This one. I was very interested to hear how this was going to turn out. Yeah, I caught wind of this collaboration. I think it may have been 2 weeks.
Hey, for Lauren.
Hey. He's tapped in.
Yeah, he hasn't. He's still locked in. I thought he would have lost the sauce by right now. But
nah,
still.
Never for Lauren, bro.
The not juice Lauren, is still bro. There, though.
For Lauren is not us.
Anyway, so when I heard that this was going to be happening, I'm like, oh, okay. It didn't come as a surprise to me, because just knowing, you know, 25K's story now through his music, knowing McLaren's story through his music, and knowing Marcus now through his music, and, you know, the different places that they come from, and, you know, these guys are always putting up for their hoods, always. And so it was very nice to see like these three guys from three different hoods coming together and like putting on, you know, for their ends like that. And so, yeah, man, I like this song and I'm glad they included it in the album. So yeah, what are we saying? McLera, 25K, Legendary Living.
Yeah, man. So I think for me, when I saw this on the track list, this was probably the one I was looking forward to the most, just because I was like, I don't know what I was expecting, to be fair. I don't know if I was expecting some hard-hitting stuff, but then when I heard this start, and then...
Hard-hitting Bakasavi, man.
Nah, but not hard. Like, you see the stuff that he did with, like, Reese. You know what I'm saying? So I was expecting something like that, where it's like, he handles the chorus, and then they just go off kind of thing. But... I mean, it is sort of like that, but in a completely different way. And for me, like, I really love the song, man. I think here, that same thing Cease was saying, them all coming together. Like, you could hear it in this track, dog. I think, you know, Marcus set the tone really, really nice from the start. You know, when he was going into that, when he was family more important than the streets and the queens. And at night, I can't, like, when that breakdown started going in or whatever that was, and then McLera hopped in, and then same thing came again, and then 25 came in, like, man, I think the sequencing or just how they put the song together was beautiful, man. I think this was a fire track. I really, really love this. Yeah. And I think the messaging here as well, to also hear McLera, 25K, Marcus kind of take a step back from the flashy chat that we always hear, and hit into like family and, you know, making it out and doing their shit. Like, yeah, man, it was really refreshing in that sense, and I really enjoyed the song.
Yeah, I like that point that you made there about them all sounding like, you know, they're coming together, and each representing like a piece of their hoods. You know, like there's this unification feel on this track.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know, so yeah, it was really dope to see that. Yeah, man, this song gives me like rich man vibes. I don't know how to put it. Like, you know, when you know the type of rich man, like the Mokasi, bruh, he's got like a 5-story, but it's in the hood, bruh.
Yeah, hood, like got, this is that track. Exactly. Dog.
No,
family like, won't point in those the streets, feels, dog. Bruh. Like,
exactly. Right, it gives you those feels, bruh. So yeah, I really like this. I really like what Magdera brought to it. 25K, like Magdera gives this elegant, classy vibe, which he's perfected. Like, he does it so well. Everything from the production to the delivery, like everything just carries that vibe to it. 25K, he went off for me. Like, for me, Magdera was just, he was just giving us, you know, something nice, a taster, you know, like, but I feel like, you know, 25K really, he went crazy on this track. And even there was a bar somewhere about saying how he dropped a classic that's still on the charts from years ago or something like that. Like, we all know Pilly Machiavelli. Like, you know, to think that he hasn't put out a project since then, and he's almost carried himself just off his features, almost like Magdera. So it's kind of crazy to see them almost have that like duality in a sense, bro. You know, because they're both guys who are gonna deliver on a verse, and to have them both on this track, like it's something special as well. So shout out to Marcus for peeping that, and yeah, man, I think this was a dope moment on this project.
Yeah, I really love Magdera's verse on this, even just the way he started it. Niggas don't rap like this. Niggas with a cap on cracks. But I think for me, like, when he was giving props to Marcus Harvey a problem, Marcus Harvey a prophet, Marcus Harvey the chosen, that was really cool, man. And yeah, I'm sure we're gonna get more collabs from these guys. Makes sense, you know, like, it makes so much sense. Like, hearing Marcus and Magdera on a song together will make a lot of sense. 25K and Marcus will make a lot of sense. So yeah, and Magdera is working on the new one, so it's gonna be interesting.
Hey,
it's gonna be interesting to see how it all turns out. Yeah, the next song was, what was it? Save Myself.
I think it was Save Myself.
Was the next one.
This is Fountains Beat times 3, no?
Yeah, interesting song. Interesting song.
Is it that thing, you know, where they do like
Kendrick doing shit like that?
That soundtrack that always repeats in an. I'm still like, I'm trying to figure it out, but like, I just can't figure that shit,
like,
out.
Keeping like a piece of production that flows throughout or something. Like,
hey, man, Fiji Makeba was cooking, dude. Fiji Makeba was cooking, yeah, dude. That's all I can say. But yeah, Save Myself. What are you guys saying about this one?
Save Myself. I mean, yeah. Dog, like, this project is just good, bro. I don't know what to say, dog. This project
This was great.
That's why we're going to each one. I'm like, dog, this shit is good, bro. Like, Save Myself. Say. Yeah, man, Save Myself, I think, was also just an extension, man. But yeah, Marcus cooked. There's nothing more to say. Cooked.
Yeah, man. Hey, Save Myself, bro. More immaculate production. Like, this instrumental for me, bro, it was like the right balance between like a knocker and some chill shit. Like, I don't know how they did it, but it was just right there in the middle. And I love the pockets that he finds on this beat. Like, yo, crazy, crazy. Sometimes he just finds pockets that I just never seen any other artist enter, bro. Like, this guy finds some crazy pockets. Flow on here too. I like the flow he was coming with. Cadence as well. Again, just playing around with the tones. Yeah, man. Save Myself. One of my favorites, honestly, on this project.
Yeah, it's It's always nice to hear Marcus tap into his rap bag. He was sounding like a rapper. The things you were saying, he was really talking his thing. Yeah, man. Like, just on some, you know, on some boastful stuff. It's always interesting. And I think, you know, I think Marcus could be a really good rapper. Like, if he, you know,
really, like, if he really works on the pen, brother, bars, he could, like, he could really
wanted to, like, he could do it. You get me? But yeah, we have Lerato next.
Oh, this is my favorite song. This one here,
Lerato.
This is number one.
What are we saying about Lerato?
Yeah, man, Lerato, dog. I think for me, like, it was the message, dog. I think, like, this was the one song where man was cooking in Spidey and I heard everything, dog. Like, I don't know what it was. Man, that's what I'm saying. Like, there was a connection with this track for some reason, man. I think Lerato, for me, I think the message was amazing. I think the production on here was great. And yeah, man, Marcus just floated again, dog. And yeah, I think it just, it's one of those ones, like, you see me, guys, missing the mile of a fit. That's all I'm gonna say. I'm in the wave. This is me, the one that's playing, dog. That's how I feel. That's how it felt. That's all I'm gonna say. So yeah, Lerato was actually a beautiful song, man. Yeah, this was like, it's one of those, man. And yeah, this was a beautiful track. I really have nothing more to say.
Yeah, man, I agree. Couldn't agree with you more. Definitely one of my favorites on here. I don't have too many points other than what you're saying, but definitely the message for me speaks volumes. Again, another visual which I just like, I don't know how these guys were able to capture like the essence of the song with the visuals so perfectly, you know, with not making, it's not like there's fireworks and what, it's just, you know, simplicity, but the execution is on point. And it's the same with this song, simplicity, but execution is on point for me. But still that Marcus Harvey stamp of approval, of course. Yeah, so there's not much more I can add there. Yeah, one of my favorites as well on this project.
Well, next we have Factual. It's Factual. It's Factual. Featuring, I guess we could say featuring, right? Is it a feature? Is it additional vocals?
What is add it? On additionals.
Additionals. Supported by.
Yeah.
Guys, supported by.
Quickly, the introduction of this, like the first few seconds, doesn't this sound like J. Clue's What They Got?
Yeah, I don't know what that song this sounds like anymore.
You're so good at connecting these.
It's from the previous project that we. Yeah, the previous project that we reviewed, the one Fake Shoes, Fake Watch, Doom, Doom, Fake,
oh, yeah,
Fake.
Yeah.
As soon as I heard this, I don't know, it picked up on that, but that's not the point. Carry on, Seas. I just want to point that out. Just listen to it. Topic. Guys, listen to it after this. I promise you, I'm not delusional. I picked up on something.
Yeah, Factual. What are your thoughts, Billy? May continue. Might as well.
yeah, carry on, Doug.
Just nah, carry on, dude.
Nah, man, I think for me, Factual, the rapping bag here, shout out. I think the production, I love this beat as well. I think, I don't know what it was, like with this one, is this one of those, I don't know, like, it's my face, it's just good, Doug. I'm tired of saying the same thing, but like, that's it just cool. Is what it is. But yeah, man, I think I really, really like this one. I think Marcus at this point, or at this point in the project, has sort of given us like an entire look in terms of his bag for some reason. Like, I felt like this was just an extension of that. But yeah, man, this was, yeah. Because he's,
it was Factual.
Yeah, Factual. That's just Factual, man. just Factual.
Yeah man. This, yeah, I also don't have too much to say with regards to Factual. But yeah, I do like Marcus more in his like rippity rap bag. But yeah, this is a standard procedure for Marcus for me. Production, love it on here. the bass line, that's one thing that stuck out to me for sure. I don't know, it just played really nicely throughout the song. I think there was also those female BVs as well, if I'm not mistaken. I think mm-hmm. so. They those were really nice. I just love those. I don't know why that's always like a hack. That's like a cheat code for me. Just throw a hand in the back with some. So yeah, man, Factual for me, enjoyable. Like, I don't think there's a song on here I don't like, bro. Like, you know, honestly, bro. Like, I like everything on here. And I think that goes to show, like, when you keep this thing concise and keep your best songs, 10 tracks, bro, you end up liking everything.
You've been saying, you know? 10. Here's 10. Bro, it's a solid 10.
Here's 10, and we like everything.
Like, guys, please.
Solid 10. I can play this again, bro. No problem.
Like, watch,
bro,
your peers. Listen, you know, to your peers. 10, dog. Magic number.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah. No, it's all Factual still. I like, there's that line he has in that song. He says something about, did he say, you're the basket I'm putting all my eggs into, or something? I don't know what that line just stood out for me.
Something like that.
Like, I was just like, what a great way to put it, you know?
Yeah, you put it in such a beautiful way, bro.
I was like, that is such a dope way to put it.
Like,
you know, like, yeah, okay, no. I like that.
Yeah, we need more of that type of writing, like, for Marcus, I think. That's one thing I would say I would like more of from him, for sure.
Nah, I like that. That was definitely one of my favorite bars on the whole album. And then we got to the final song. Sorry, I got distracted. I just received a DM. Someone
Whoa! Whoa!
I don't know why this is being brought up while we're live. Like, what are you trying to do, player?
No. I got distracted.
What you trying to do? What you trying to get into? Huh?
Damn. Rainy days for real. God,
rainy days.
For real.
Nah, but it's fine. You know, it's all right. Actually, no, because you know what, Dwayne? Because this is reactionary. You know what I mean? This is all reactionary. It wouldn't have happened if nothing was said, you know? But carry on. Rainy days.
Facts.
Rainy Days.
Factual.
I thought Rainy Days was a great closer. Yeah, what are you guys' thoughts on Rainy Days? What are we saying?
Yeah, man, Rainy Days, I think this one is just one of those where you're just riding it out and you could kind of just feel like it was the end. But yeah, this was a really catchy tune for me. I think that thing that he was doing there, like, it was super catchy, you know, memorable and also just impactful throughout, you know, as a closer. And I think once this whole project ended, I was like, I'm satisfied, you know what I mean? So this was a good one.
Yeah, man, Rainy Days definitely gives me that, like, rainy Sunday morning vibe. Like, this almost feels like, I don't know, it's like the morning after everything happened yesterday and you're kind of just reflecting and it's raining and it's gray and you kind of just like staring out the window type vibe. It gives me that sort of energy, you know, sipping
sounds
cocoa.
Like Cape Town on Saturday.
Exactly. You see, that's the vibes there. Yeah, man, so I definitely feel like the feel of the song kind of like perfectly encapsulates the title, because it just kind of carries that, you know, it embodies that emotion. Yeah, man, I enjoyed the hook on this as well. Definitely a solid closer. Love the feels, man. Shout out.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Now you know me, Marcus Harvey. Like I said, man, Marcus is special. And going into this, there was a lot of expectations because it was being released under a label that has made its name for high-level stuff, high-quality stuff. And I think that this lived up to the expectation. I could even say it exceeded my expectations, to be honest with you, just because of the different thing that he was able to try and get right as well. It wasn't one of those things where you can tell, okay, he's trying something but it's not quite connecting. No, I just feel like every artistic decision that he made on this album worked and it was executed perfectly. And like I was saying, the production. I feel like Fiji Makeba did an incredible job providing the canvas for Marcus to really, you know, explore the different things that he wanted to say and do on this album. And shout out to the features as well. Not many features, which is incredible. Doesn't feel like it, because, you know, he's able to do so many things with his voice. Yo, so it doesn't even feel like he's need an someone instrument to add certain things to elevate the music, because he already possesses so much in him in terms of skill set. So yeah, now you know me, Marcus Harvey. I thoroughly enjoyed this. Closing thoughts, what are we saying?
Yeah, man, I think Marcus Harvey, this is a great project. Shout out. I think, yeah, it's looking forward to what's next, man. I think obviously still enjoying this. I think this is one of those where it's just going to carry me for the remainder of the year. But yeah, I think there's a lot to look forward to. And I think Marcus under Stalo as well, there's a lot to look forward to with that, because I feel like that's just one of the, Stalo is one of those places where you know the artist is going to grow in the right way, dog. I think so. For someone like Marcus, who's so unique, so authentic, and bring something different to the game, to be nurtured in a space like that, yeah, man, there's a lot to look forward to.
Yeah, Cease was saying how this project exceeded his expectations. Now, for me, it actually didn't exceed my expectations. And why I say that is because, just like Mpilo just said now, when Marcus chose to move the Stay Low route, I already knew that he understood exactly what he's doing and what needs to be done. Because the type of art, he's one of those artists I would group in that same catalog, like, bro, one, those type of artists need to go to Stalo, because Stalo understands what to do with niggas like that. Not to go off your point, but, you know, I think that's very fitting, because that already, just to show the trust we have in Stalo, like, I knew from that moment on, ah, this dog, like, gonna be fine.
You don't even have to flinch.
To everything,
you don't
even have to from flinch. Sound, from mixing, I knew it, bro. I just knew, bro. I knew. I said, nah, I know Marcus knows what he's doing, where he's going. For the artist he is, he knows exactly where he needs to go, bro. And this is the, and this is what comes out of it. And this is, bro, like, like we're saying the whole time, there's nothing we said we didn't like, bro. The fact that this hardly has any features, most people are just adding like additionals, bro, and yet it feels like a whole experience, a whole, you don't even want really a feature, you know, a feature would be nice, but it's like, nah, I'm good with this, you know, I'm good with this. So like, I think this is exceptional work. I feel like, bro, Marcus is going to be recognized on an international stage at some point, bro, because this guy is just too... Bro, this is different. This is, nobody's doing shit like this at all, bro. And he continues to push himself, is what I like. He doesn't stay safe. He continues to grow and add and, you know, try different things. And I think that's something that's very key and integral to who he is and why he's going to go far. So for me, this project, bro, I can't fault him anywhere on this. This was, it gave me everything I need. It was artistic. It had a story, it had life, it had energy, it was different, it, you know, it was just different, bro. So shout out to Marcus, shout out to Stay Low, and yeah, man, I'd love to hear what Marcus has got next for us. So yeah, man,
it's actually a thing of like, go listen to every Stay Low artist we've reviewed and tell me if we've said a bad thing about it. I think that's the, bro, that's literally where the proof is in the pudding. Like, bro, that, go listen to Kez reviews, Bars reviews,
they've got it down,
Zulubeka pretty, bro, reviews. All four of those, go listen, and there's literally, bro, nothing bad to say.
They can do no wrong, those people, bro. Musically, bro, they're doing right, bro.
Yeah. Hey, Mars Baby album, it's basically done, guys. We're gonna be eating.
Come on,
we're gonna,
bro,
be
that's gonna be.
But anyway,
nah, we need to pull up to the album. What? What? There, I have to pull up.
We need to pull up to the album launch or listening session or whatever.
Yes, please.
Yeah, we'll be
Stay
there.
Low.
We'll
be
there. And Marcus has a show with Cares actually coming up in the near future, in the very, very, very near future. So everyone, look out for
one
that.
One for the books.
And yeah, this has been great. This has been the best Cape Secret podcast, aka the podcast about nothing. I was your host, CZ Ray, for Lauren. I was not alone. I was joined by my brethren, Below Mike Just and Prince Dre's. Until next time, stay shining, peace and love.